Yo, what's up, folks? Welcome back to the Baitescape podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things masturbation. Today's episode, I sit down and talk with Paris, who is the host of MX Jacks, a jack-off masturbation group party that is hosted in Mexico City. We talk about all the cool things, all the great work, and I really hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks for listening. So, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Baitescape podcast. I'm so excited to be joined by the creator of MX Jacks, a masturbation club. Would you say that? It's a club.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
A masturbation club in Mexico. And I'm joined here with Paris. It's so nice to talk to you, Paris.
Hi, how are you? It's a real pleasure to finally have a conversation with you, because I'm a big fan, just to start. I'm a big fan of you, so this is amazing.
Thanks, no, I appreciate it. You reached out to me because you heard the conversation that I had with Mexican Gunnar, and he mentioned MX Jacks. Yeah. And I've been really interested in these, what would you call them? Like jack-off parties or like jack-off, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a jerk-off club, like the ones that exist in New York, in LA, in London, like everywhere. And actually everything started because of that, you know, like I used to go to all these clubs, and every time when I came to Mexico, I was like, oh my God, there's nothing like that in Mexico. I wish we had something. So one day when I finally moved to Mexico City, because I used to live in Europe, I decided to open it here, and it was a big success. So yeah.
Like how big of a success? Like how often, how often do you all do these nights or during the day, or how does it go down? Talk to me about what a party looks like.
Okay. So first than anything, it starts at 6 p.m. and finish at midnight. So it's 6 hours of party. And oh my God, organize it. I know, right? But the good thing is like, it's not like 6 hours dating, you know, it's like a real party. We do this party in a bathhouse, in a very famous bathhouse here in Mexico. And it's really like first class place, because we have like a massive jacuzzi, and we have sauna and steam room and a video room. And I also have a very nice DJ, and we have the bar where if you come and visit us, you have to try the MX Jacks drink. That is amazing.
That sounds really like lavish.
Yeah, we open an area because there's people that like smoke and stroke. So we have a special room where they can smoke, and they have also like 6 or 7 screens. I mean, it's a very big place. And it's pretty good. So the good thing is like you arrive to the place and you have a locker room for yourself, you know, so you can leave your stuff there and enter to the party, have a couple of drinks with your friends, meeting new people, and after you go explore the place. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
So how big is the place though? Like, is it like double floors? Is it all just one floor? Is it like different rooms?
We have like 3 floors, I think. Yeah.
What? That's huge.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, where in Mexico is this place?
It's in Mexico City.
What's the place called?
The neighborhood is Polanco. The place is called Sodome, but on Tuesdays, it becomes the MX Jacks playroom.
And then you just host this all by yourself? Or is it like you have a team helping you?
My boyfriend works with me directly, you know, like my partner. So, we had this crazy adventure and we decided to do it. But also, I have a very nice team, you know, like people who clean. I have people who is at the, you know, like the where you enter and you pay your entrance. We have people. I have a DJ. I have the guys who works at the bar. So I think in total we are maybe 10 people working for each party. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really fun, because I feel like in my experience, in the times that I've been to like group masturbation parties, it's always been at like a random hotel, which is fine, you know, if you're into like more intimate settings. But I feel like it's just like I would like to have it be more involved, like in the setting that you're saying. Like if I'm going to pay a fee to go in, I'm going to want a locker room, I'm going to want drinks, I'm gonna want like a DJ with like really cool music. And also too, like it gives you like the time to like decompress, because I feel like I know a lot of people can come into these situations with anxiety. You're going into a sexual space, not really knowing a lot of people. Maybe you're going by yourself because you're not out as a masturbator. And so I think having that space to come in and kind of have it feel more like a party is more is more it creates a more relaxed atmosphere, right? So like you're having a drink, maybe you take the edge off, you spot someone that's a cutie, you go talk to them, you kind of like meander around. I think I like that better. And I think also too, the fact that your place is so huge is really nice.
Definitely. You know what? The nice thing that, as you said, there's a lot of people that most of the time, their first time going to a place like this. So it helps a lot, you know, like when they arrive and they are like probably shy and they start meeting people, because that's actually my function during the party, you know, like I'm the host, so I'm completely dressed, you know. And I start like, you know, hey, how are you? I'm at the entrance. I give them a hug, welcome. I make them feel like that, welcome. And after I introduce them to the bar and I tell them, listen, you need to try this drink. So have this tequila or have a mezcal or whatever. And if I see someone that is going there by himself, I introduce him with other people that I already know. So it's a very friendly atmosphere. And actually I wanted to do it different to the rest of the clubs, you know, because when you go to a jerk off parties, as you said, sometimes you go by yourself and you feel shy and you feel intimidated because you don't know how to interact. So what I try to do is, like, especially in Mexican culture, you know, we are not very open about our sexuality. So go to a place where you're already naked, you feel very vulnerable. So I try to create an ambience that everybody feels welcome. And that's actually one of the slogans of the club, you know, like, we don't care if you are gay, straight, bi, whatever you feel like you are, you know, we are just guys who like to masturbate with other guys. And that's what we do. And I think 99% of the people who try the experience, they decide to come back because they feel welcome. They feel in a safe environment, and that's MX Jacks.
No, I think that's really exciting. So I'm assuming that you've gone to like different MX parties. Like, where else have you been in the world to MX? Have you been to one in LA?
I went to LA, I went to New York, I went in Europe, in Paris. I'm not sure it was a Jax event, but it was like,
I was gonna say that's so cool. They have an MX Paris. And MX
Yeah.
France.
They have Paris Jax.
That's amazing. Because I was gonna say, like, I feel like more than I think it's I think okay. When you talk about like being inclusive and like being more social, I do think that it's Mexican culture. I'm Mexican myself, so I can get it. Like, we're very personable people. Like, we're very chatty. We're very warm people, right? We want to talk to you. We want to like tell you to come in and have a great time. But I'm curious to know, like, if you had gone to these other MX Jacks places, what do you think was missing in those scenes that you can get here in Mexico?
In my experience, I never had a problem with, you know, like interacting with other people, because I talk even to the stones, you know, like I
That's because
talk
you're
to
just, I feel like you're just
everyone.
a chatty person.
I am. So wherever I go, I was just like making friends with everyone, and I was just like, let's go, you know, have fun, and that's it. But actually, what I wanted, it was a place that you can go and relax, you know, like there's a lot of places, like where you go, you literally get naked and you go to do your thing, and that's it. You come and you leave, you know. And I wanted to create this ambience that we don't have, you know, the beta community, we don't have these kind of spaces. I mean, if we go to a bathhouse or we go to a sex club or, you know, all these kind of places, like, we are not really like in our environment. So I wanted to have a space especially for us, you know, like because in our parties it's not allowed like any oral or anal, you know, like it's pure masturbation. So I wanted to have a place like that, you know, like I can leave my clothes in a nice place, be in a place that smells good, you know, like we are worried about like, you know, like everything is clean. Like you go to the video area and you have like nice place to sit. I don't want it. I didn't want it to organize it, you know, in my living room, you know, like with leaving your stuff on the floor and that's it. We have a few places here in Mexico that they organize these parties, but it was just like that, you know, like I didn't feel any safe, you know, like to leave my stuff or like someone taking pictures or videos of me, you know, like it was like that.
Yeah,
So
that's a real.
I think that's what it was missing in other clubs. So that's why I wanted to create this MX Jacks the way that I like to be treated, you know, like I
Yes.
like luxury. So yeah.
Luxury, luxurious. No, I love that because the reason why I wanted to touch on this point is because the very first jack off party that I ever went to, and I won't name what it is. I mean, people, I've said it in the past, but I didn't like it. Like I didn't like the way it was organized. I felt like it wasn't inclusive. Like it wasn't very welcoming, especially someone who had never been to a party before. Like I expected, for the money that I paid, I expected someone to come and be like, "Hey, what's your name? Have you ever been here before? Have you ever done this?" No, I haven't. So like, can you show me around? And when I got there, like it was just an open space. Like everyone was kind of doing their own thing. And then I was like, okay, where can I put my things? And there wasn't even like a locker room or a space to like put. And I was like, wait, these are my like, it's my phone and my keys and my wallet. Like I, anyway, it was just set up in a way that I was just like, this isn't, I'm not coming back to this.
Yeah.
So I would love to experience something that MX Jax provides. I mean, granted, I've never been to the LA Jax because I'm like, I have a problem with like social anxiety.
Okay.
I get a lot of anxiety around people. And so typically the jack off groups that I have, I typically hold to my own. But when I think about the type of parties that you hold, I feel like I would have a much better time. The little bubble just went on your screen. It looks like that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's so cool. I've never seen that before on my Zoom.
Me neither. I don't know what was that.
I'm gonna be like, I'm so like not techie enough to understand what that was. I think you touched on a point where it was like the Mexican culture, like this hospitable warmth that the Mexican people have. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how that plays into making people feel comfortable around masturbation?
I think it's changing now. Like Mexican people are very friendly in general. I think Latino people, we are very friendly and we like, you know, like body contact and all that stuff. But in terms of sexuality, you know, we are very shy, we are very quiet, we don't talk about it, and especially about, you know, like being a bather, you know, like, you know, in Latin America we have you know, we believe like if you masturbate, just go because you are stupid and you don't have, you know, like any charm to find someone to fuck, you know? But I think after, you know, like COVID, you know, like people started like being more open about exploring their sexuality. And as I told you before, I used to live like in other countries. So every time when I came back to Mexico, I was like trying to find people with the same interest than me. And it was very difficult. We've been the same 10 friends, you know, like organizing a party together. And I said, now that I moved to Mexico, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna do it. You know, like we need a good place. We need to open places for us. And that's what I did. And I think it's becoming more and more popular. As I told you also, they opened few clubs, but it was not exactly what I wanted to have. So yeah, I mean, when you come here, I mean, you're Mexican, so you know how friendly we can we can be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's great. I think that's great that you're able to, I think it's great that you know what you want out of the spaces that you frequently go to, you know?
Yeah.
And that comes from, again, that comes from experience. That comes from like going to places and be like, no, this isn't really what, this is what I enjoy. And I want like a space that I can go to and further explore things that make me feel good about myself. What is the Spanish word for solo sexual?
We don't have a word. We have a word for people who like to masturbate. That is like chaquetero, you know, like
pajero. That's the word that I remember hearing, pajero.
Pajero, yeah.
I feel like people use that in different Latin American countries, though, because I feel like the person who introduced me to that word was from, I want to say Chile?
Argentina, probably, or Chile.
Or Argentina, yeah. But I feel
yeah,
like
in Mexico is chaquetero. Chaquetero is not the word. That word.
So everyone just calls each other chaquetero, if that's what you are.
Yeah.
So is you and your boyfriend are chaqueteros?
Yes. You know, that's the first relationship that I'm with someone that is like a dater. So that's pretty good.
That's amazing. Cool. You have like a unique perspective because you've been with someone that doesn't identify as solo sexual. Now you are someone that identifies as solo sexual. Can you tell me a little bit about the differences between those relationships?
Well, yeah, I actually was married before with a guy that I was very shy to tell him exactly what I liked it, you know? Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of trouble about it, you know, like he found out like my what's the name of this thing? Not, it wasn't Twitter. It was like, I don't remember the name of this app that you have like all this porn and things like that. And he discovered that it was like everything about masturbation. So he was like, what the fuck? You know, like I'm here. So why you need to masturbate if we can have sex?
I see.
And it was just a lot of, you know, like hard to explain. And when once I did, he didn't understand very well. And it was like so much trouble. So I said, I'm not involving with another guy that is not a beta, you know, like he doesn't understand the situation. And that's what I did, you know, like I met this guy on Twitter, actually. And we started like, chatting and talking. And finally, it was my birthday party. And he went to my birthday party. And that's it, you know, like we start dating. And it was very nice, you know.
How did you find or how did you meet your current boyfriend?
You on Twitter.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said that. Yes, on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah. We start chatting because, of course, we have the same, like, we like the same content and everything. And we start creating, like, a nice friendship. And actually, we planned a lot to meet, but I'm very busy. Honestly, I'm very busy here in Mexico. So I was full of stuff and I couldn't make it. So in my birthday party, I invited another guy and he brought him, you know, like, and he was like, oh my God, that's you, the one from Twitter? Yeah, that's me. Oh my God, well. So we start chatting. My birthday party was Friday. On Monday, we had a bait session together. And from there, we said like, oh my God, we're very compatible and everything. It feels good, you know, like, okay, let's try. And we start dating. Now we live together. And well, and now that's both manage to ex-Jax, so yeah.
That's so cool. That's what I tell everybody. I'm like, you need to go online. Like, people always ask me, they're like, where do I find like baiters? Where do I find people? I'm like, we all live on social media. Like, that's because I feel like a lot of baiters are porno sexuals, and so we get we get off watching porn. Where's porn? It's online. It's on X, Twitter, and it's, you know, and it's on different websites. And so I'm always encouraging people to kind of branch out and reach out to people on Twitter. Just say hi. We're all over social media, especially too, because I feel like a lot of people who want like more of a friendship and more want like a more social connection don't live in big areas. Like, I get contacted by people that live in like really small cities or like real rural areas, and they don't really have access to people in their vicinity. So I'm always just like, go online. Like, meet real. I've been talking to people online for like years, like 5+
Yeah.
years. Talking to people about soul sexuality and other beaters, and we formed really strong friendships. And we're always talking about, like, we'll travel to your city or travel to your country. You know, we'll meet up at one point. But I think what's most important is establishing those connections first, because the sex is always there. You can always send a text, right? Like, I send jack off videos and dick pics all the time, and that's fine. That kind of like satisfies that sexual need. But more than anything, I'm really interested in making like new acquaintances and friends, because I feel like you can build really cool relationships. It could be anything, a friendship, business, a love interest.
You know what? I think now, as it's becoming more open, now if you go on Grindr, you know, like you have like this, you know what's the great thing now? Like even you have now on Grindr, you know, like this app, you have the option, you know, like now, like you have like what you are looking for, you know, so that's pretty awesome, and it makes things easy. I don't know if you remember when we were younger, you know, like the only way that we had, you know, to find people, it was maybe Bait World, and it was not like a very popular website, you know. So now it's amazing. You can find baiters everywhere.
No, yeah, I remember, like, I don't even know when I started seeing it, but I started seeing the term side as added to one of the things that you are, one of the things that you represent. And it was a brand new term for me. Like, I hadn't even noticed it. And I had been in the community for a really long time. And then all of a sudden, the side identity came up, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I remember like talking to a couple people, and there was like, what's a side? And I was like, to me, it's solosexual. Like, a side is something other than penetration, or it's an act that you enjoy along with penetration. So I think that's cool. And I think you're right. I think there's a lot of more people, there's more people talking about masturbation and being a side, not necessarily succumbing to traditional modes of sexual interaction. Which is, I think, is exciting to me. Like, there's
yeah,
so
I
many,
think it.
Yeah.
Tell me.
No, I was gonna say, I think it's exciting because there's so many different labels that people are willing to explore now. Whereas, you know, when I was growing up, you were either gay or straight, or, you know, but like, or, you know, monogamous. But now there's like a vast, you know, people are really jumping on this spectrum, which is really cool.
And I think now we are more open to explore our sexuality and just like not be focusing like you are gay, straight, bi, or like bottom, top, you know, like, as I tell you, in our group, in our parties, we have people who really like, you know, like sex with penetration, but at the same time, they like to go there and explore and they have so much fun. We have, you know what the funny thing? We have a lot of couples. That's crazy. We have a lot of couples attending the parties. I don't
That's
know
cool.
if it's less aggressive, like instead of going and have sex with other people, you know, like instead of going and masturbate, you know, I don't know.
That's really interesting. I feel like maybe it's more, it's a little less intimidating. It's a little easier to go as a couple and know that it's like no one's gonna have sex with you, right? I feel like a lot of people might be a little bit feel a lot more secure in their relationship, knowing that, hey, I'm gonna go with my boyfriend. We're just gonna go watch people masturbate. It's gonna be a lot of sex, but we don't have to touch them or we don't have to engage with them. You're with me. So you're not doing, it's not like technically you're not cheating on me, or we're not in an open relationship because we're together. So yeah, I can see how couples can feel safe in masturbation groups for sure.
In my case, I feel very safe. You know, like I go there with my boyfriend, you know, like, and my boyfriend is like very active. He likes to go and interact with people. I'm a little bit more quiet, believe it or not. I'm a little
what,
bit more
you're
like,
quiet?
Yeah, I know, right?
I can only imagine what the boyfriend is like.
Yeah, so my boyfriend loves to go and interact with people. So that's pretty cool because I feel safe. You know, I'm like, okay, he's in the same place that I am. You know, like he's interacting with other people. And at the beginning, people, you know, they were a little bit like far away from us, they've been like, oh no, they're a couple, you know, like we cannot, maybe we cannot interact with them. But like, I'm like completely cool. And actually, I like to see him enjoying and having so much fun with the guys. You know, like sometimes I tell him, you can masturbate with 100 guys, but if you go and have, you know, penetration with someone, I will cut your dick. So.
No, but I think that's great because I think, like, you know, let's talk about this idea of like being in a relationship with someone and wanting to explore soul sexuality or wanting to explore masturbation. I think going together to these group settings and practicing having that conversation with random people, I think can really help solidify the relationship and the needs and desires that you want, right? So it's like, you know, for example, if I were to go with my boyfriend and I see beautiful people, I'm willing to go talk to them and say, hey, me and my partner think you're so beautiful. Like, would it be possible to like get a room together? Are you open? Are you willing to like, you know, go by ourselves? So I think it's important to start practicing getting out of this secrecy and the shame of masturbation and practice having normalizing conversations about the things that you really want.
Definitely.
And
you know
and
what?
then,
Yeah, I divide myself like in three different pairs. You know, like I have when I masturbate by myself, you know, like I know what I like to, you know, like to see. I know how much time I want to spend. I know exactly how I like to masturbate, you know, though. So that's my solo part. I have you know, the one with my partner that is amazing. You know, when we have our sessions at home, it's crazy because, you know, he likes one kind of porn, but I like another one. So we decided to, you know, like in the room, we organize and we have like three different screens and we project everything there, you know, like we do things that we like, you know, to each other. But also sometimes I feel like I want to interact with other people or I want to see my boyfriend interacting and enjoying with other people. So that's why it's very convenient that we organize the MX Jacks because it's our party, you know, like as I told you before, I'm more worried at the beginning to introduce everybody with the other people, you know, and at the end, I'm enjoying and I get naked and I go party with the rest of the people. But yeah, I think it's important that even if you are in a relationship, like you don't forget about yourself, you know, and about your pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I am 100% on board with that. I feel like you're not going to be able to give your partner the pleasure that they need if you're not focused on yourself first. Like I know, and I think that's really the beauty about being a masturbator is that I'm so good at my own sex. I know what I like. I know exactly what's going to get me off. Then now I'm at a phase in my life where I'm just like, I want to explore other people. Like I'm interested in what other people get off. Like, what are you looking at? How are you touching yourself? How can I contribute to your pleasure? And I think that's really exciting, but I always try to remind people that it's like a, you know, it took me a while to get here. I've been out as a masturbator for like almost 10 years. So like, you know, it's been a progression of where I'm at. And I think some of that is just boredom. You're like, okay, like I got it, you know, I got this down. Now it's time to go explore. But I think that's really cool. Like, I just feel like I would love, if I ever do get in a relationship, I think it would definitely have to be like a beta for sure. Or at least someone that's understanding or someone that's willing to explore.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone that I can have a conversation with and be like, look, there's this jack off club that I want to go to. We could go together and we don't have to touch anyone, but we could be surrounded by other people and see how that feels for you. Like how, like, you know, it's all about baby steps and like getting people comfortable, especially with your partner, because it's such a vulnerable, intimate relationship, you know, with another person.
But honestly, I think the best is like to be with another beta. Like that's the best. I can tell you right now, I'm in the best relationship ever because we understand each other. You know, like sometimes I give him, you know, his own space. Like you want to masturbate by yourself, you know, do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel good that he's able to, you know, like to feel free, you know, like, and when we decide to do it together, we do it together. And when we decide like to maybe you know, like one time we were at home and we were like, listen, I need a little bit more, you know, like maybe we can, you know, like have oral sex with someone, you know. So we invited people that we feel, you know, like okay to do it. And we had a great party at home, so it was nice, but we don't do it also every weekend, you know, like it's a special thing. But yeah, definitely. It's like I admire a lot Mexican Gunnar that you had a conversation with him. He has his partner and his partner supports him 100% in what he's doing right now. And I think he's exploring, but he's not a beta, you know, like, but it can work, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it can work. I get a lot of questions about like, hey, I'm in a personal relationship. I'm starting to explore masturbation. Like my partner doesn't really know what that is. And I always just tell them, I'm like, hey, you're the expert. Like you are the masturbator. Like kind of ease them into it. Like kind of show them what you're looking at, you know, show them who you're talking to. Like be transparent and open. Cause I really do feel like once you're open with each other and like really able to create that safe space, like doesn't it make your bond stronger? Cause you're not denying.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you're not denying things from them. Like you're saying like, if your boyfriend comes to you and says, hey, I want to like have oral sex tonight. You could say, okay, well let's chat about it. Like what dick are you looking at? You know, like.
Honestly, it's amazing. You know, I'm very Latino. Very Latino. So Latinos, we are very jealous.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's been a process also for me, like to accept things, you know, like if I see him like jerking off with someone else, you know, like at the beginning, I'm completely honest, it was shocking. I was like, oh my God, you know, like, damn. But we talked about it and we said like, listen, we both like to do this, you know, like at the end of the day, who's sleeping in my bed and who I tell I love you is you, you know, it's not the other guy. So it was okay. And I understood, you know, like we both feel good. And now it's amazing. And it's very funny because we finish the parties and we come back home and we start talking about the guys that they went and visit. And we're like, oh my God, like this time, last party, we had two guys from Venezuela. Oh my God, one of them, his dick was like the biggest dick I ever seen in my entire life. And it was like, it was so funny because my boyfriend told me, oh my God, you really like that Venezuelan guy, right? And I was like, well, yeah, he was kind of cute. He was nice. And he was like, oh my God, I would love to see you with him. You know, like we started, you know, like having this bond thing, you know, like it make it fun. Yeah.
But let me ask you this, like how long did it take you to get more comfortable seeing your partner with someone else? Because I think it's important. I want people to start to understand that it takes time to build that trust. Like it's not something that happens overnight. Like you don't find someone new and you're just like, okay, let's go fuck new people. You're just like, wait a minute, like we're just starting this brand new thing. So I want people to really understand, like you're creating something together first. You know, if you're compatible, if you match, if you have the same goals, you know, if you're in it together, take that time to really solidify the relationship that you all have, and then you can kind of branch out and do other things, right?
I think you need to, the most important thing is communication from the beginning. I think that's the key. When I used to be in monogamous relationship, come on, I mean, we always say like, oh my God, yeah, you are the love of my life, you are the only one, bullshit, you know, like we always look around, we're guys, I mean, we like,
yeah, we're wondering,
we're animals, so you know. And I was in a, before him, you know, let me tell you the story.
Yeah,
I used to date another guy, you know, I was dating another guy who was also a bather, so it was very good. But this guy was like, oh my God, you know what? I'm going to sleep early tonight. Oh, okay. So we don't see each other. Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And the next day, guy called like, oh my God, we had an amazing date session with your boyfriend. And I was like, wait, he told me that he went to sleep early, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So the story goes like this. My actual boyfriend, he was a very close friend to this guy that I used to date, you know? So when I met him, I left the other guy. And you know, my actual boyfriend, he told me from day one, he's like, really, I'm into you. I really like you. You are a very nice guy. I feel, you know, like a lot of things for you, but I like to play around. I don't like to cheat, but I like you to know that I'm not faithful. You know, I'm loyal, but I'm not faithful. So I had,
That's an
he
interesting
put in my
distinction.
hands, yes, he put the thought in my head, and I had the chance in my hands. I was like, I have this amazing person who's offering me loyalty. And he wants to share with me his pleasure, you know, or I say no, and I go with another guy that is maybe telling me lies, you know, like to go and play around. So I said, let's go for it, you know, like let's try. And it took me time, honestly. It was at the beginning, it was like difficult, as I'm telling you. I was like getting jealous. But at the end of the day, I was like, listen, we have a beautiful house together. We have our two dogs, you know, we enjoy. And we go and have fun. And if there's something that I don't like, you know, I close my eyes, I walk away, and that's it, you know. I breathe and I continue, you know.
Well, I hope you talk about it. Like, I hope you say, be like, hey, listen, something affected me. We could have a conversation about that. I think that's important too. I think people can start to recognize that they have the ability to vocalize things that are making them uncomfortable. Because you can always take a step back, right? Just because you say, oh, okay, we're in an open relationship now, it's open. You could decide to close it. Like, there's no rule to say that you have to continue to be open, even if you're uncomfortable. Like, if at one point you feel really uncomfortable, you say, okay, we need to stop. We need to take a break. You know, we're not talking to anybody. We're going to figure out what we had together. And I think it's always important that you have the ability to hit restart, hit pause, restart, figure out what's working, figure out what's not working, and then kind of like try something new, right?
And you need to be very clear about what makes you feel good and what is not making you feel good. You know, like you
Yes.
have to be very open, like to negotiate also the rules, you know, because we
Yes.
are in an open relationship, but
Yes.
we have our rules, you know. Like sometimes I tell him, like, listen, I really feel like if you kiss someone, you know, like I feel a little bit more like I don't know how I feel, you know. So let's try to avoid kissing. And if he's okay with that, we are both okay with that. Like if we go to a party and listen, tonight you are free to do whatever you want. Let's have fun. Let's party. Let's do it. You know, like, but we talk about it a lot. I think it's important that you have your rules, the rules of the game, and you respect the rules. Because if you don't respect the rules, that's when we have a problem.
No, it's true. I completely agree. I think it's good to be transparent and honest and to be very vocal in the things that you need. I always speak about intention. Like, if you're gonna go and be intentional about the things that you want, just make sure that everyone's on board. And I want people to really understand, like, those set rules that you have aren't set standard rules for everybody. Everybody's has the ability to make up their own rules. And I think that's very important to remember, because I feel like people get so caught up, like, oh, but like my friend does this. Okay, we're not talking about your friend. We're talking about you. You are like your own person. And like whatever you're feeling or whatever uncomfortability that you have with whatever your partner's doing is completely valid. And so you need to really focus on that. Again, I think it really comes to intention. And to say, like, hey, we're gonna go to this jack off club. And those things can always change too. Right? Like, let's say, for example, you go to a club one night and you're just like, you know what? I actually want to make out with people. So today, you know what? Making out is okay. But like this other sex acts isn't. But those can change all the time. And I feel like I always try to like help people understand, like, it's so fluid. Like, nothing is ever set in stone. You hear the dogs barking. What kind of dogs do you
Yeah,
have,
I'm
by the way?
sorry.
No,
I
it's okay.
have two beautiful dogs, but they are like so noisy.
What kind of dogs are they? Big dogs or small dogs?
We have No, small dogs, but one barks like he's a beast.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's a big dog right here, like a loud
Yeah.
barking.
Very tiny. But yeah, that's true. And it's also very important, like you understand what your partner likes, and probably you cannot give, you know. And also you have to be open to let them explore, you know, like my
That's
boyfriend, I know that he's not into gooning at all, you know, like he's not. He's just like, I don't find any attraction about it, you know, and I love gooning sometimes. So it's
yeah.
like, you know, like that's what I told you. Like I have my three different versions, you know, like, and I probably went about myself. Fuck, I get crazy and I do things that probably I cannot do when my boyfriend is around because he's like, I'm not into that, you know, like,
Yeah.
and there's things that my boyfriend probably likes to watch, you know, like I don't feel like, you know, but I
Yeah.
respect. And that's why when he's like, we call it having a session, you know, like when I call him and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he's like, I'm having a session. I know that he's masturbating, you know, and he's doing his thing. So I'm
Love
like,
that.
okay, I call you later.
Yeah.
Bye, you know?
Yeah, you get it. Like, you're just like, okay, I don't want to interrupt. You're like, maybe he was having a session, so you sent him like a sexy nude to like be his porn. Like, you know, I think that's cute. Like, I think relationships are fun. I'm pro relationships, but I'm pro relationships to make them be whatever you need it to be. And I was guilty of that. I feel like when I was in my younger 20s or in my 20s, I was searching for relationships that I felt had to be like this blueprint. Like, relationships that people told you about, or relationships you saw on TV or movies, and you're just like, I guess that's what I need to have in order to be happy. But you know, as I've gotten older, I've started to realize that you just make up your own, you fucking make up your own rules. Like, there's no,
Exactly.
you do what you have to do in order to make yourself feel the sexiest as possible. And if you have a partner who's going to do it with you, that's even better.
And you know what? I think that when you find the right person, you feel it. You know, like it feels right. It feels
What is
right
that?
to
What is
explore.
that feel like? What does right feel like to you?
Like I feel good about everything, you know, like if I see him sending like a dick pic, you know, like it turns me on. It's like, oh my God, he has such a beautiful dick, you know, or like if I go to like, you know, like when we have like these parties, like the MX Jacks, and I see that there's a lot of, I tell him like, you have a big fan club, you know, like the guys go there to see you. And he's actually very good looking. He's a very good looking guy. And you know, like that's nice. I don't know. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's my boyfriend, you know, like
Yeah, like you're proud
I don't
to
know.
like have someone in your life that a lot of people find sexually attractive or sexually arousing. I think that's really sexy.
Yeah, and it's nice like when we share things, like sometimes I buy him like underwear and he's like, listen, I would like to see you wearing this, you know, like when you are open and you play, because that's fun and it
Yeah.
feels right. It feels right. I don't feel like guilty about something that I like, you know, like maybe one day it's so funny. I have to tell you this story. There is a guy that, oh my God, I'll be in trouble if he sees this interview, but like there's a guy that he loves to lick my feet.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
He goes to the parties, not to interact with other people, not to talk, not to drink, not to do anything. He goes to lick my feet. That's what he likes to do.
That's hot.
I'm actually not really into, you know, like into that. And it's so funny because my boyfriend knows me so well. You know, like when he knows that this guy is coming chasing me, you know, he looked at me and we know each other what we're thinking.
Yeah.
So that kind of I don't know how to say that in English. The word in Spanish is complicidad, you know, like this
Compatible? Compatibility?
no, like this connection that we have, like we know
Oh, I see.
what we're
Yeah.
thinking, you know,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
just
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at each other. So
Yeah.
that's great. That's when you find that, That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like that those kind of relationships lend itself to more a healthier self view, I think. Because it's like you're not being judged, you're not being shamed for the things that you are, but rather you're being celebrated by someone that you really love. Like, oh, I want to tell my partner that I'm really into this thing that I've been shamed for in the past. But when you find someone that's like, okay, cool, like it's not my thing, but go off and have fun doing your thing that you love. I think that's like a really great place to be. I mean, that's what I
Yeah,
want out of relationships.
definitely. I think that's the goal if you are into relationships. Because there's one thing, like, it cost me a little bit of, time. Like, I was so used to masturbate by myself, like do it alone, that I used to do it like all the time, like I have my private sessions, like I masturbate just like for 4, 5, 6 hours, like I'm doing and watching the things that I wanted to watch and just interacting, or Zoom calls or groups or things like that. The Baintopians, I was everywhere, and it was very nice. So when I had to, like to share my time, my masturbation moment with someone else, it was like, ugh. But what happened if I probably wanna watch a video that, like he doesn't wanna watch, or I start gooning, or I go crazy with the poppers, or, and it took me time, like, to understand that, like, okay, he's not gonna judge me, so I can be free and open. But doesn't matter, I still saving things for myself, like I do things when I'm alone that I don't do when I'm with him, so.
Yeah, I think that's actually really important too. Like, I think it's really important to, there's some things you keep for yourself because they make you feel the best. And like you said, maybe your partner isn't into like gooning, for example, but you are. And so like, let's just say like I'm having a goon session and your boyfriend's like, okay, babe, have fun. I'm gonna go work out. And then you kind of do your thing and then you're able to like really kind of release that thing that gets you most excited. I think that's a really good place to be also.
And also, it's amazing that since you are a bather and you are responsible of your own pleasure, like, I don't know, like when you are in a relationship, like you need to have sex, like, like penetration things, like you have to do it every night. If you stop having sex, it's like, oh my God, something is happening in our relationship. Here, it's not the same. Like, we masturbate when we feel like we want to masturbate. By ourselves, when we decide that we have to do it together or we want to do it together, we do it together. And if we want to invite other people, we do it. We do it less and less because we have the Jack's parties, and there we have like 100 guys, so we
You
don't
have a
need to do
hundred
it
guys going
more.
to these parties? That is wild. Okay, so tell
But
me how.
no,
Only what?
only once a month.
I was gonna ask you too. So this
Yeah.
happens once a month.
It changes according to our agenda, because my boyfriend is also very busy. He's a very busy guy, and I'm also busy. So we try to to match the times, and it's like, okay, let's plan it for this date. And we also talk to the owner of the club where we organize it, and if the date is available, where we go for it.
Oh, okay, very cool. And then how do you promote? How do people find out about the MX Jacks?
We used to have a website, the mxjacks.com, but we
Okay,
just
that's
closed
cool.
it because it was not like really,
Yeah, I feel like you might
I
know
don't
a
know,
little bit.
it wasn't working for us. So we post everything, all the information on Twitter, X, and also we have a Telegram group. We have like more than 1,000 members, and
I
also
need.
on Bait
Can
World, we have a group,
I get an invite to that Telegram group?
Of
There you
course, you are
go.
more than invited. And you know what's
That's
the great
perfect.
thing? Like, through Bait World, we have visitors from all over the world. We have people attending from France. We have people from New York. We have people from Venezuela, Brazil, We have people from Colombia. We have people from everywhere. So that's from the US. We have a lot of people, you know, that they come on vacation and they contact me and they are like, listen, I'll be going soon to Mexico when you have the next party. So I tell them and they arrange their flights and everything to stay there because we also offer accommodation if you come from other parts of the country
Wait,
or the world.
how you sleep at the club?
Yeah, we have on the fourth floor, we have six beautiful suites, you know, like 5-star suites.
Shut
And
up.
we,
That is so cool. I wanna go.
yeah. So you just check your flights, you know, and we give you a special price. So you just have to pay your room and the parties included. And let's say we had last week people coming from New York. And they decided to stay the entire weekend. You know, they arrive on Tuesday and they stayed the entire weekend. So I found a very nice deal for them. So they can stay in the suite and they can enjoy the club whenever it's the MX Jax or not. So that's pretty good.
All right,
What else?
I'm gonna talk to you about all of this because that sounds really fun, and I would love to like go out and like party in Mexico and be with a bunch of
And
like
the other
Mexicans.
thing that we are promoting too is like we organize trips to the beach to Zipolite, that is in Oaxaca, that is the nude beach in Mexico. It's a very beautiful beach. And we organize nice trips. And we had last, oh my God, when was that? I think in May, we had MX Jack's party next to the beach. And it was great. We had like 25 guys masturbating together. We rent a nice hotel. And, you know,
That is
like,
so cool. I love
yeah.
that. That's
We
so
have a
great.
vision. Yeah,
I think it's great. I think in more spaces where to curate locations just like this, it sounds like an event. Like, and also too, like it sounds like more of a like you're just socializing, and then the masturbation is like an add-on. Like, oh, come
you know
hang
what
out with
was
your,
amazing? It was crazy because when we organized this trip to the beach, you know, my boyfriend and me, we arrived like on a Thursday, and to organize everything, you know, like we check with people from this hotel, like the spaces and the areas and how it's going to work and you know and everything, and we have people traveling. You know, with us, so they arrive on a Friday. The party was on a Friday afternoon, and it was so funny because we became celebrities. You know, like we stayed the rest of the weekend, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, these are the guys from MX Jax." Blah blah blah. So it was very good, and now they are calling us again, like to organize another trip. So right now we are planning like a pool party in Cuernavaca, but it will be the entire night. But I don't want to do something small, you know. I want DJs and I want everybody naked and I want like a nice big house with a pool and I want like, you know, like everybody feels amazing. I went to a Healthy Friction like many years ago. I attended that event and I said one more time, why not in Mexico? You know, we have beautiful beaches, we have beautiful places. Let's do it. So, yeah.
I think that's great. And I think that's like a really great way to tell people like, hey, like if it's not in your area, make it happen. Like you have the power to like create these spaces, and like you know, you have resources like Bait World. You know, you have resources like my podcast. Like there's different channels and avenues that you can get resources and information from. And it doesn't have to be as big as MX Jax. It could be really small in a hotel room in your apartment. I just feel like if there's a space that's needed, you have the ability to create those for yourselves. And also too, like for the people that are around you, because I'm sure, trust me, there's like baiters everywhere that are like really in need of these spots.
Yeah,
Where
when people here in Mexico, like I don't know, we are in Mexico City, but people from Guadalajara, let's say, they call me and they're like, "Oh, I would love to go, but I'm so far away." I'm like, "Listen, I have people visiting us from France, you know, they are far. You know,
yeah,
like
they're
you are
far.
here like like an hour flight. So shut up and just book your flight ticket and come here. You know, I give you everything. I give you the room. I give you the party. I give you 100 waiters around you. So, you know, like if you don't come, it's because you don't want.
Yeah, it's like a no-brainer. Like if it's like, that's why I'm so excited. Like I feel like it would be really cool to like get out there and like do my thing at that MX Jazz.
Yes.
Well, where can people find you? Like where can people get more information about the parties that you throw? I know it's
definitely
social media.
On X. You know, they can. I post almost every day, you know, like what's going on. We sell the tickets because the entrance, just to make sure that the people who attend the party is people really into baiting, you know, like they are not like expecting of anything else. So we sell the tickets online, and they pay half price online, and they complete the payment as soon as they get to the event. And we normally publish the event 20 days before it happens, so they have time to organize, you know, because, especially because it's on a Tuesday, so a lot of people work very hard here in Mexico, so they make their plan, and okay, this day I have to go to MX Jax, and that's it. And if you want to go to our Telegram group, is, you know, like MX Jax. And if you want to go to our X, is the same thing. MX Jax. Very simple.
Very cool. Thank you so much for like talking to me and like telling me about this wonderful jack-off club in Mexico. I think you're doing really great work. So thank you for creating that
thank
space.
Thank you.
Of course. And yeah, thanks for talking to me. And we're going to keep in touch, and you know, I'll certainly help spread the news about any kind of new events that are coming up. But yeah, I think you're doing great work for the community. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much for inviting me to have this nice conversation with you. And it's a real pleasure. I never, never, ever imagined to have a conversation with you, you know, because I'm telling you, I'm a big fan of you, and I love your content, and I love your videos, and I've seen you around, you know, like, so I'm really excited, you know, like, no, but honestly, like you are one of the guys that I admire, you know, like I've seen you, and it's very nice what you do, and probably we can organize like a private Zoom meeting.
Hey, that sounds good to me. I love that. That'd be really fun. Cool. So thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the podcast. Make sure you follow MX Jax if you're a baiter, if you want to go down to Mexico. Hit up Paris, you know the places to reach out to him. I'll also put all that information down in the description box below. I'll make sure that you'll have all the links, and get curious, keep baiting, and we'll catch up in the next episode. Thanks everyone.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Hey, Beastly Bader. So I just listened to your first episode, and I'm really amazed, and I loved it. And I just wanted to call and leave you a message and let you know how much I am looking forward to listening to the rest of your podcasts. I praise you and thank you, and you know, for making this available for the rest of us to listen to and appreciate, you know, learn from, and share your experiences. There were so many things in the episode that I agreed with and that, you know, I understand. And I was shaking my head and laughing the whole time. So, you know, it touched my heart. And I just want you to keep going, do what you're doing, and keep up the good work, you know. So, yeah, thank you so much. And I am looking forward to the rest of your journey.